Sir, are you all right in there? No, sir, it's just that you've been in the changing room for a while. I just wanted to make sure that you're okay. Are you sure you're okay? Look, I'm not sure I believe you. I'm coming in. Okay, you look all right, but why are your pants around your ankles, and why do you have a pile of clothing in your lap? What are you doing in here? You were not trying on clothing. You were masturbating, weren't you? Sir, this is a nice store. Inappropriate behavior is absolutely not welcome here. Stop making excuses. Pull the pile of clothing off your lap now. Do it, or I'll call security. God, I knew it. And you've got a pair of panties wrapped around it? Oh, I hope that you know you're going to buy those. Stop apologizing. Your behavior is disgusting. It's pretty hard, isn't it? What were you fantasizing about with those panties wrapped around your cock, anyways? Me? Oh, God. That is so gross. You're sitting in this changing room with a pair of panties off the rack on your cock, and you're fantasizing about me. If you thought that was supposed to be flattering, then you're an idiot. Stop apologizing, pervert. If you cared what anyone thought, you'd be doing this disgusting behavior at home and not in a public store. Then I think we're gonna have to do something about this. I think punishment is in order. You're gonna continue to masturbate while I watch. I don't care if you're embarrassed, you're a pervert. Pull the panties off your cock and start jerking off. Now. What, you don't want an attractive woman to watch you masturbate? I was the one you were fantasizing about, right? So now you don't want to masturbate suddenly that the object of your fantasy is right here, watching your hand moving up and down your cock. That is better than fantasizing, so do it. There we go. Good boy. It's still pretty hard, isn't it? I guess you really are a pervert. Getting caught doesn't even slow you down. Maybe you even like being caught. Fuck you, pervert. The fuck are you doing? Masturbating? You call that masturbating? No, stop playing games. Do I really have to instruct you how to masturbate your own cock? Wrap your hand around it. Low. Good. Now slide it up to the tip and drag it back down again. Tighter. Grip it tighter. There you go. Now start with slow strokes up to the head. Yeah, just like that. Good boy. You can't keep your eyes off me, can you? I just shudder to think what sort of dirty, disgusting fantasies you're having about me. God, maybe about me getting down on my knees and sucking that disgusting thing until you come in my mouth and on my face. Or maybe you're thinking about bending me over, flipping my dress up right in this fucking room, taking me from behind as other people try on clothes in the changing rooms. Right beside us. Dream on, pervert. So gross. It looks harder than before. I think you should stop stroking it. Stop stroking and tease the ridge of the head of your cock with your thumb. Do it, you pervert. Does that feel good? The look on your face says it does. God, you have no shame, do you? A stranger is watching you masturbate and making fun of you, and you just sit there and shiver and try to bite back moans as if it's completely normal. Are you still fantasizing about me? Yeah? I guess you can imagine that it's my hand on your cock if you want. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? Teasing the head of your shaft with my fingers, staring into your eyes submissively. As if. Go back to stroking it, you pervert. You can keep staring at me if you want, like I could stop you anyway. Ugh, it's like you're raping me with your eyes. Ugh, you're so gross. It looks like your cock is leaking. But I bet it needs more lubrication. Stick out your hand. Hold it out. There. You know, some people think that spitting on someone is a pretty big insult. And I mean, that's obviously how I mean it, fucking pervert. But why don't you use it to lubricate yourself? Get that cock all slick with my spit. That's about as close as you're ever gonna get to having my mouth on it. There you go. Now jerk it a bit faster. Good boy. I bet you're hoping I drop the bitchy talk and actually do give in. Turn all submissive. Dropping to my knees so I can envelop your shaft in my hot, sexy mouth. Fucking it with my lips and tongue until you explode against them. Filling my mouth with your hot, salty, yummy, delicious cum. I am a modern woman, not a sex-deprived cow. God, you men. And look at you. That type of talk gets you off, doesn't it? Or maybe it's me mocking you that gets you off. Do you like dominant women, You like them, you fucking pervert? I bet you like the way I'm treating you. You like being called a pervert. Disgusting, shameful, gross. You fucking love it. Yeah, I think you do. Look at your cock. It's hard as a fucking rock and leaking everywhere. Are you getting close? Oh, you are, aren't you? Oh, God, I can't believe you're violating me like this. Using me, just a normal girl working in a department store for your demented pleasure. I feel so violated. Well, you might as well get it over with. I want you to come. I want you to keep teasing your cock. Stroke it for me and come. Yeah, good boy. No, wait. Stop. Grab the panties. Yeah, the ones you were jerking off with. I want you to come on them. You can imagine they're mine if you want. Maybe after this, I'll even take them and put them on for you. Come on, show me how much of a pervert you really are. Come for me. Come on my panties. Do it. Come. Come on them. Oh, yes. Look at that. You're coming everywhere. Oh, God. It's fucking disgusting. You covered them in sperm. Clean your cock off. With the panties, I want every last drop on them. Good boy. Now, get the fuck up. Pull up your pants and get the fuck out of this changing room. And you're gonna take those panties up to the register at the front of the store and you're gonna buy them. I'm not taking them. Why the fuck would I want a pair of cum-covered panties? Because I said I might wear them. Dream on, you pervert. No, you're going to take them up and buy them, and I'm going to follow you up. And if you don't, I will call security, and wouldn't that be fun? Public indecency at a department store? Now, move.